Welcome to the January 2009 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. My January adventure atop Mount Washington. With the temperature at 20 below zero and the wind blowing at 110 miles per hour, one isn't apt to figure in the, quote, wind chill factor, unquote. For years, I've been mildly irritated by the constant reference on TV and radio of the wind chill factor. They'll say, it'll be 5 below zero tomorrow. That's the weather person will say that. And then it'll end up saying, but with the wind at 15 miles per hour, the real temperature will be 25 below zero. Baloney. The real temperature will be what he said originally, 5 below. A 15 miles per hour wind can go from zero to maybe more than 15 miles per hour constantly. It comes in gusts. So what does that do to the wind chill factor? I would much prefer they tell us the temperature and the average wind velocity, period. We can all figure out the rest. I have experienced a steady high wind only one time. It was on the summit of New Hampshire's Mount Washington one January day some years ago. I'd accompanied a half dozen others as a passenger in a snowcat tractor that brought us all up there to experience a day and a night atop New England's highest mountain. We dressed for the Arctic Circle, of course, but in truth, our accommodations were warm, cozy, and very comfortable. When we first arrived at the summit, they told us the wind velocity was 80 miles per hour and that the temperature was about zero. Incidentally, there was no mention of wind chill factor. In order to stand against an 80-mile-an-hour wind, I had to lean so far forward that I could practically reach out and touch the ground. If there had been any variation in that velocity, I would have fallen on my face. Later that afternoon, at about cocktail hour, the wind velocity rose to 110 miles per hour. We were told that if it remained that high, we would not be going down the mountain the following day. Too dangerous. Anyway, while enjoying a drink before dinner, yeah, it's very civilized up there, someone asked if we'd like to join the Century Club. Seems that if you can walk around a certain circular deck on the roof of the building we were in without falling down when the wind is 100 miles per hour or more, you can become a member. Oh, yes, one more thing. Touch a railing or the side of the building and you're disqualified. Well, a couple of us decided to give it a try. Maybe the drink was a factor, who knows. And nobody told us until later that only two people had become members in the last 50-some years. So, full of enthusiasm, up some stairs we went to a door opening to that particular metal circular deck. My friend went first. The amount of time between his stepping out that door and being blown flat on his face was possibly as much as 3 seconds, or less. At that moment, I decided I didn't really need to belong to another club and went back down. We were on the summit for the next 3 days and nights, even watched the Super Bowl up there. The wind remained at about 110 miles per hour. You couldn't see more than a few feet outside, and the temperature stayed around zero. Then, early on the fourth morning, the wind died down, the temperature went to 27 degrees below, and all the clouds vanished suddenly, providing us with a most spectacular view that extended all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. I'll never forget that particular moment when miles and miles of New England were spread out before us. As to that wind chill factor thing, bah, humbug.